It is a great honor and privilege to be with you this morning.
今朝好榮幸同大家一齊。
But I'm looking forward to that day when I can speak Cantonese and Mandarin.
我或者有一日咧，我會識得講國語同埋廣東話。
Because then we can get to know each other better.
如果嗰一日嚟到嘅時候咧，我哋大家一齊有好好嘅交通。
After being a missionary in Poland for only 1 year,
我哋做咗喺去咗波蘭做傳教士去咗一年之後。
I found myself in a hospital in Toronto waiting for a pacemaker.
之後我就要入醫院，喺多倫多嘅醫院嗰度，我係要等一個嘅心嘅手術。
And I was reading through the book of Isaiah, and I fell in love with Jesus.
咁喺嗰一段時間之後，我就讀一段聖經喺以賽亞書嗰度。
The majesty and the phenomenal calling that was upon his life.
喺呢個讀段聖經嘅時候，令到我感受到神對我嘅呼召。
And in Isaiah, I have the control. In Isaiah 49, it says these words.
在以赛亚书第四十九章第六节，他咁讲，他话：现在他说，你作我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列中得保存的归回，尚为小事。我还要使你作外邦人的光，叫你哋施行我嘅救恩，直到地极。
Jesus' purpose was never just for Israel, it was for all nations.
神的救恩永远不是就是给以色列人，是给万国万民。
And this morning I just want to talk to you about what it means to be a light to the nations.
我今天想跟大家分享的就是我们成为这个外邦人的光的意思是什么。
When Jesus came, this prophecy was fulfilled, and we see that in Luke chapter 2, when Jesus was presented in the temple,
当耶稣来到世上的时候，在路加福音有这样的记载，他说：主啊，如今可以照你的话，释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
This is why Jesus came.
这个就是神耶稣来到世间的原因。
To be a light for revelation to the Gentiles.
要我们成为外邦人的光。
And we see Jesus reminding us of this in the Great Commission.
在耶稣对我们讲的大使命里也讲到这方面。
We find this 4 times in the New Testament.
在新约里面有4次的机会讲到这方面。
The first in Matthew chapter 28.
第一次是在马太福音第28章那里吧。所以你们要去使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Again in Mark's Gospel in chapter 16,
跟着第二次是在马可福音第16章第15节那里，他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Again in Luke's Gospel,
跟住喺路加福音亦都咁讲，佢话又对他们说：照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改、赦罪嘅道，从耶路撒冷起，直到传到万邦。
When you see something repeated in the scripture, underline it。
将你喺读圣经嘅时候睇见重复嘅讲嘅经文嘅时候，你要注意。
This is a message Jesus wants us to get.
这个就是神对我们要讲的信息。
As he came for the nations, he's sending us to the nations.
因为神来到万民那里，也都要我差遣我们去到万民那里。
In fact, Jesus' last words to his disciples,
其实在耶稣最后对他们门徒所讲的一段话，
are found in the book of Acts chapter 1.
就是在《使徒行传》第一章那里讲。他说，但圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力。并且要是耶路撒冷、犹太全地同埋撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我嘅见证。
And we're learning to use the word international messenger for missionaries。
好多时候我哋或者用唔用传教士，我哋用呢个国际嘅童工嚟到形容呢啲嘅工人。
International workers, international messengers, and other missionaries。
国际工人、国际嘅传福音嘅人。
They're good people too。
呢啲所有都系好好嘅人。
But a missionary is somebody who is sent.
但是一个传教士就是一定有一个特殊的使命，就是要被差遣的。
It's not just somebody who goes on their own, but there's a purpose and they are sent by others.
这个传教士不是就是自己去的，是被差遣的。
We see the word in Greek
在希腊文那里
is the word apostolos.
在这个字 apostolos 这个字
And we can see apostle Paul.
我们看见使徒保罗
who went to different nations.
他去到不同的国家
When we were in Warsaw these last 4 years, we pastored an international church.
在以往四年，我去一间的国际的教会那里。
And we had people from Asia and from India and from North America and South America.
在这个国家，在这个教会那里有不同种族、不同国家的人来到参加。
We had 40 nations represented in our church.
在我们教会那里有40个不同地方、不同国家的人来到参加。
And when some of our young students from India would come,
有些是年轻人在印度那里来的。
They would remind us that the Apostle Thomas went to India.
在印度嗰度嗰啲信徒話俾佢聽，喺好耐以前，馬可依個嘅其中一個使徒咧，係去印度嗰度嚟傳福音嘅。
We had one man who played the guitar wonderfully.
有一個弟兄咧，佢係好識彈依個吉他嘅。
But one Sunday he came with an electric guitar.
有一日咧，佢帶嚟一個咧係一個電嘅吉他。
And he was playing music.
佢喺度彈緊好好嘅音樂。
It was very rocky。
好嗰啲搖擺嘅音樂啊。
But we had to enjoy it。
但係我哋雖然唔同嘅文化，但我哋都好欣賞佢。
Because of what his name was。
因為係佢嘅名嘅緣故。
His name was John Wesley。
佢就係惠斯利，約翰惠斯利個名叫做。
And it was a wonderful blessing to us。
亦都對我哋一個好大嘅祝福。
But in the word missionary in Latin is missionem.
在拉丁文里面这个的传道传福音的人呢就叫做 mission.
And it reminds us of an emissary or an ambassador.
是提醒我们是一个好像一个使者一个的外交的使者一样。
One of the members of our church in Warsaw was the German ambassador to Poland.
另一个在我们聚会的呢就是在德国去的一个的大使。
And everything he said, he spoke in the name of Germany.
咁佢咧好多時都講德國嘅嘢俾我哋聽。
So whenever there was a problem between Poland and Germany,
咁有咩事情關於波蘭或者德國嘅話咧
？They would invite the ambassador to speak with the Polish parliament.
依個即係德國嘅大使咧，就會俾邀請到去度解決依啲問題。
And messages were sent back and forth through him.
咁依個嘅信息帶信息嘅人咧就。在波蘭和德國兩者之間來行。
What a wonderful thing to have a Christian in a position like that.
同樣我們做基督徒的時候我們可以做一個大事。
And so a missionary or an international worker is somebody who is sent with a special message.
所以一個傳福音傳道者或者一個國際的同工就是被差遣的。
And Betty and I have the wonderful privilege of being missionaries.
柯牧師兩夫婦咧係好榮幸能夠成為依一個嘅傳教士。
Maybe some of you do too.
或者你其中之一都可能成為依個嘅國際嘅同工。
But whether you're called to go or not,
神有冇差遣你
？You have a part in the Great Commission.
你一定要喺依個嘅事工裏邊有參與。
And I want to take the scriptures and show you that sending is as significant as going.
我在这里想跟你讲一讲在圣经里面讲到差和去呢是一样的重要。
Reaching the nations is a joint venture.
在我们传福音的事工上面是一个合作的伙伴。
It's a partnership.
是一起来到参与的。
We are in this together.
我们你和我们是一起参与这件事。
Let me show you from scripture.
我们看一看圣经啊。
Beginning in Isaiah chapter 61,
在以赛亚书第61章第一节讲，他说主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用高高了我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好信心伤心的人，报告被俘的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
This prophecy tells us that Jesus was sent.
在这里讲到耶和华是差遣。
And in Luke chapter 4, Jesus identifies this.
同樣在路加福音第四章第三節裡講到，耶穌對他們說，我也必須在別城傳神國的福音，因為我奉差原是為此。
Jesus knew his purpose.
神耶穌基督知道他的目的是什麼。
It was to preach the good news of the kingdom of God.
就是傳這個福音，傳過神的福音。
Then Jesus passed this on to his disciples.
同樣耶穌將這個使命來到給他們的門徒。
In Luke Luke chapter 9, verse 2.
我们看一看路加福音第九章第二节，耶稣说，耶稣又差遣他们去宣传上帝国的道，医治病人。
Just as Jesus was sent by the Father,
好似耶稣被神来到差遣，
He sent his disciples in his name.
耶稣亦都用他的名来到差遣他的门徒。
They had a message, the good news.
他们有这个福音要传出去。
And they went out and they preached of the kingdom of God.
所以他们被差遣去来到宣传主的福音。
In Romans chapter 10,
在罗马书第十章，
Paul tells us that people cannot believe unless somebody speaks to them. And how can somebody send them unless they're sent?
保罗说，如果不是被差遣的话，人怎会听到这个福音呢？我们看第十章那里，他说，然而人未信，未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何地佳美。
Amen. We're in this together.
我们一起是有参与的。
And I want to introduce you to a couple terms maybe you're familiar with, maybe you're not.
在这里或者跟你解释有几个名词或者你未明白到的。
We want to look at what is a people group.
第一个是所谓叫做人群或者叫做群体。
A people groupis any group of people who identify with one another linguistically, culturally, and often geographically.
在这个群体里面，在传福音这个的定义里面，在这个群体就是在语言和文化上和地理上面，是识别成为同一群的人。
This is people who would congregate together, who would stick together.
就是这班人很多时候都在一起，住在一起。
We live in Chilliwack and we have lots of Dutch people.
我们在 Chilliwack 那里来住，那里有很多是荷兰的人。
And they move there because they're with other Dutch people.
他们在那里很多这么多荷兰在那里住，因为他们一起聚居。
And I love looking in the grocery stores in the lower mainland.
我在温哥华这里看见很多的不同的卖水果啊，卖那些杂货铺。
If you go through Superstore,
你去 Superstore 的话呢，
in different parts of the lower mainland,
在温哥华不同的地区去这个 Superstore 那里，
you can tell who lives in that part of the country.
你知道那区是住什么人。
Do you have one whole row of rice?
你是不是有食饭的呢？
Or do you have one whole row of naan bread for the Indian?
或者某区是给亚洲人的食物的呢？
Shopping is a great thing.
我很喜欢去买东西。
I like to use shopping as evangelism tool in Poland.
去波兰的时候，我多时咧买嘢嘅时候，我都揾机会嚟传福音。
We Betty and I were there for 20 years, and we speak Polish.
我哋喺波兰嗰度住咗二十年，我哋都讲好好嘅波兰话。
We're pastoring an English-speaking international church.
喺嗰度我哋就系喺讲英文讲英文嘅牧师嘅教会嚟做牧师。
And I would go to our version of Superstore.
咁我哋亦都去到买嘢啦。
And I would look.For people with skin other than white.
咁喺度咧睇，我睇希望咧能接觸到一啲咧同我嘅人種唔同嘅嚟到有接觸。
And I would follow them through the store.
咁我跟住呢啲人啦。
Because I know they don't speak Polish.
因為我知道咧呢啲人咧唔講過波蘭話嘅。
And they'll pick something up.
咁佢會買嘢就拎起啲嘢想買啦。
They'll look confused.
佢睇咗之後，但係佢哋唔知道睇緊乜嘢。
And I'll say, "Oh, can I help you?"
咁我就話有冇嘢我可以幫你啊？
That's not salmon, that's food for your cat.
这样东西不是给你的猫吃的。
So what are you doing in Warsaw?
那我问他，你在华沙这里做什么呢？
You're obviously not from here.
你当然不是在波兰人啊。
Are you working? Are you studying?
你在这里读书啊，还是做事呢？
Well, let me welcome you.
让我来到欢迎你。
And I'm a pastor of an international church right across the street.
我是某某教会的牧师。
And we'd love to see you some Sunday, but here's my card.
希望能够见到你，这个是我的卡片。
And if you ever need any help, please give me a call.
你有什么需要的话，可以接触我们。
That's sneaky.
这个是一个比较好的计划。
Well, for evangelism purposes, a people group are the largest group in which the gospel can be passed from one person to another without facing obstacles.
在这个传福音工作的定义上面，所谓这个群体或者人群呢， 就是在传福音和在建立教会的事工上面，这班人是受到没有阻碍的。
So if I were to try to share Christ with you today,
如果我向你们传福音
without Nicholas,
跟我传福音啊，
it wouldn't work.
如果不是因我的缘故呢，未必能够很有效的向你们传福音。
We're from different people groups.
因为我们从不同的人群那里来的。
That's what makes the world so wonderful.
所以也都令到世界是多么的美丽。
In order to share the gospel, you need to be able to communicate with the person you're talking to.
很多时候你要传福音，你一定要跟你的对象有沟通。
When Matthew 28 translates the nations,
在马太福音第28章讲到这个万邦万民的时候，
they use the word, the Greek root ethnos.
用一個希臘文叫做ethnos.
This can be translated as Gentiles or nations or pagans or people.
這裡的翻譯可以說是外邦人，是民族，是國家或者人民。
For many in Israel, they took the good news of the Messiah.
在以色列很多時候將神的喜訊的福音，
they took the understanding of a living God.
他明白福音是我们信这个又真又活的神，
and they kept it to themselves.
但他们只是为了自己来信这个神。
And it became a point of differentiating. There's us and there's you.
那些以色列人就认为是我和其他外邦人。
There's us and the Gentiles.
是以色列人和外邦人。
And sometimes in the church we do the same.
同样我们在教会也有这样的问题。
I don't know what it's like in the Asian population.
我不知道亚洲人的情形怎样。
But in the white population, after you've been a Christian 2 years,
在白人的社会的教会里面，很多时候你信了耶稣两年之后，
you have no un-Christian friends.
就所有的朋友，大多数朋友都全部是基督徒来的。
You associate with people who go to church with you.
你信了耶稣之后，整天都是跟你的基督徒的弟兄姊妹一起有交往。
And you can have something at church every day of the week.
你可以每个星期每七日都在教会里面生活。
And so there's us and there's them.
就好像真是我们基督徒和外面非基督徒。
And when we look at people in different ethnic groups,
当我们看到不同的群体，不同的民族的时候，
there are some people who have the gospel and some people who don't.
我们会看到有些人是接受了福音，有些人未接受福音。
This is a Lee Street people group, correct? I got the right slide.
跟着我们要讲一讲呢，就是这个的最未最最少接触到的群体。
So when we look at least reached people groups, they do not have access to the gospel.
这个最少接触的群体呢，就是他们没有机会接触到这个福音。
Maybe they don't have the scriptures in their language.
或者他们这班这个民族的群体是没有他们自己言语的圣经。
Maybe there's nobody from their people group who is a believer.
或者在那个群体里面不是有很多人信了耶稣。
People have identified almost over 16,000 groups of people in the world.
我们在这个所谓最未接触过的群体里面，我们的研究呢，就说这个一共有16,971个这样的群体。
And this chart shows us how reached people are with the gospel.
好啦，呢度咧就讲你都认同我哋呢个有几多人可以接触到呢个嘅福音。
29% of the world's population.
29%，全世界嘅29%嘅人口咧
，have little or no access to the gospel.
系完全好少接触到呢个嘅福音。
Over 7,000 people groups have no access to the gospel.
有7,000个以上的群体呢，是完全呢没有机会接触到这个福音。
Jesus gave us a commission.
神给我们一个的使命。
Preach the gospel to all nations.
就叫我们将福音传给万民。
And I want to tell you this morning,
今天早上我想跟大家说，
that in the Christian and Missionary Alliance,
在我们宣道会的里面，
We take this seriously.
我们很重视这个的传福音。
On our website on the Alliance,
如果你去我们的宣道会总会的网址那里呢，
you can read this quote by A.B. Simpson.
你会看到这一句我们的孙信博士的一句的说话。
Go ahead.
哦，佢咧就係宣道會嘅宗旨咧，就係要去到未，就係要去到最未被忽略嘅地方嚟到傳福音，或者去到未曾有人去傳福音嘅地方嚟到傳福音。而同埋佢哋嘅傳福音嘅工作咧，唔係建立喺其他人嘅基礎上邊。
Our workers are respectfully immersed in other cultures.
我哋所有嘅國際嘅同工咧，都係好融入其他嘅文化嗰度。
Living, loving, and doing life with them.
我哋喺嗰度同你一齊生活。
When local people become leaders who will disciple more people to follow Jesus,
当那里本地的人受栽培成为领袖的时候，
which has happened hundreds of times throughout decades,
这么多年来我们都见到有这样的事情发生，
our workers step aside,
这样的时候呢，当这些更多的领袖能够来到训练到出来能够传福音的话的时候呢，我们的同工呢就会离开那个地方。
They go to where God will use them in another place.
然之後咧，去到神帶領佢嘅其他嘅地方嚟到做同樣嘅工作。
So that's why in the Christian Missionary Alliance,
所以喺我哋宣道會裏邊
，very rarely will you hear of thousands of people coming to Jesus at one time.
你會好難好少聽到咧話有幾千人嚟到信耶穌。
Because we are going to the dark places.
因為宣道會嘅國際同工咧，係去到未曾接觸過、最好少接觸到福音嘅地方嚟到傳福音。
To quote Star Trek, where no man has gone before.
好似 Star Trek 裏邊話咧，我哋去到一個未曾去過人嘅地域嗰度。
We are a group of pioneers.
我哋係一個傳福音嘅一個嘅先鋒。
We're not taking the easy way.
我哋唔係攞最容易嘅工作嚟到做。
We're going to where people do not have access to the gospel.
我哋去到嘅地方系好少人接触到福音嘅地方。
Sometimes they come to us.
有时嗰啲人会嚟到我哋嗰度。
Two years ago in Warsaw at an Easter celebration.
喺两年前喺华沙嗰度有一次嘅复活节嘅庆祝嗰度。
We have 11 nationalities on our worship team.
我哋喺嗰度有一个聚会。我哋依個我哋嘅敬拜組咧，一共有11唔同種族嘅人嚟到組成。
They came to us。
佢哋嚟到我哋教會嗰度。
But the Great Commission doesn't say invite people to you。
我哋嘅大使命話唔係叫人哋邀請人哋嚟我哋嗰度。
It says go。
係叫我哋去。
It's too small a thing for us to expect them to come to us。
很多時候我們要人家來我們其實是不容易的。
So my wife and I are changing.
所以我們和我太太呢就有些改變了。
We are giving away and giving up things such as pork and cabbage.
我們就離開波蘭的生活。
And we are going to be working with the Yazidi in northern Iraq.
我們會去到伊拉克北部的一個地方叫做 Yazidi。
You've maybe heard of these people.
你或者以前都可能聽過依一啲嘅人。
In 2014, ISIS began its religious caliphate in the city of Mosul.
喺2014年嘅時候，嗰度有好多嘅伊拉克嗰度好多嘅恐怖嘅分子。
And in their ideology, only Islam is right.
佢哋所信嘅就係只有伊斯蘭教係唯一嘅宗教。
And they began to persecute and execute Christians and Yazidi.
在那裡他開始來到逼迫那裡的基督徒。
They wanted a country where Sharia law ruled.
他認為整個國家只可以信奉這個阿拉這個的稅。
And not just Sharia law, but their interpretation of Sharia law.
不但只是信奉這個他的阿拉的神，也都要所有的教義他們要遵從。
They told you how to dress.
佢話：你聽，你要點樣著衫
？They told you how to eat。
你應該要食乜嘢
？If you didn't pray, they would beat you。
若果你唔祈禱嘅話咧，佢哋會鞭打你。
And if you had different views, you were considered an infidel。
若果你有唔同嘅意見嘅話咧，你係受到逼迫嘅。
And the Yazidis suffered greatly。
咁呢個 Yazidi 呢個城市咧，就受到好多嘅逼迫。
The men were killed. The women were taken into sex slavery。
有好多嘅人被男人被殺，女人被搓油。
Their homes were destroyed and they were sent away。
佢哋嘅屋企被到嚟到攞去。
Just a second, I'll find the right slide. No, we're missing one slide, okay. So why are we going to Kurdistan?
為什麼我們要去這個叫做富爾德的地方和這個Yazidi這個地方呢?
Because they are an unreached people group.
因為是最少接觸到福音的群體。
The Yazidis are not Muslims. Yazidi are not Muslims.
他們這個城市,這個城市呢,不是回教的城市。
It is a people group that is also a religious group.
但這班人也很有信仰的熱誠。
They have their own beliefs and their own system of rituals.
他們有自己的信仰,有自己的做法。
Their religion, they say, is older than Christianity and older than Judaism.
他們的信仰比猶太教、比基督教更久。
If you look at it, it looks like some of their beliefs are Hindu, some are Buddhist, some are Christian, some are Muslim.
他們所信的信仰是不同的宗教集合在一起的。
But it's very unique to them.
對他們來說,他們是很獨特的。
And so not only do they have a huge physical need, they also have a huge spiritual need.
不但指他們有肉身、肉體的需要,他們有心靈的需要。
The city of Duhok, where we'll be living,
has
250,000 residents.
有25萬人。
And surrounding it over 300,000 internally displaced people.
裡面也有很多無家可歸的人。
These people have very little access to the gospel.
這些人很少跟福音有接觸。
They live in tents in camps.
他們住在一些帳篷那裡。
You can't go in there with the gospel.
你不可以就這樣去向他們傳福音。
Because if we go in with the gospel into the government camps, then the Muslims get to come in with their gospel as well.
因為如果你向他們傳福音的時候,政府知道的話,也將他們的回教帶到他們那裡。
Organizations such as Samaritan's Purse set up just outside of the camps.
所有其他基督教的機構都是在這個營的外面來設立他們的工作。
And they provide training. The men are learning to do carpentry and the women are learning to sew.
他教導這些人怎樣來做一些做生活的工作。
But when they come out of the camp, they can share the love of Christ.
當然他們這些人離開他們的營去到他們的地方的時候,他們就可以向他們傳福音。
And we have a window of opportunity right now.
現在我們在現在有這個時期,有這個機會。
When we traveled there, we've been to Iraq 2 times.
我們去伊拉克的地方去過3次。
And Anita, you remember. Anita was with us.
Anita,梁牧師也有跟我們去過一次。
When we'd be driving down the highway, we'd come to a military blockade.
我們走路的時候,經過一些軍事的站。
And the men with the rifles would ask us a question.
那些軍隊就會拿著槍來問我們這些問題。
Are you all Christians?
你是不是個個都是基督徒啊? 是。
Welcome.
歡迎你們來。
CNN's not saying that.
你看這些是不是神給我們的機會呢?
But Christians are received with open arms.
基督徒在他們已經受到他們歡迎了。
Because we're not part of the problem, we're part of the solution.
因為我們不是他們的問題,其實我們是帶一些幫助給他們。
We've evolved beyond the point of crusades.
我們不但只是去到那裡真真正正能夠幫助到他們。
What are we going to do?
我們可以做什麼呢?
We're going to love them into the kingdom of God.
我們會將神的愛來傳給他們。
Betty and I are going because God has placed a specific call in our hearts.
神特別呼召我和太太去到這個使命。
And he's prepared us.
他已經預備了我們了。
After our first visit to Iraq,
我們去第一次去參加的時候,
we arrived on a Saturday.
我們第一次去是星期六去到的。
And Sunday morning, our director came, our regional developer.
那星期日呢,我們其他的同工來到跟我們會面。
I remember standing in the hotel.
我記得在我們的酒店那裡,站在那裡。
And telling my leader,
跟我的同工,跟我的領袖說,
we're here because you asked us to come.
我們來這個地方是因為你叫我們來。
But don't expect us to move here.
但是我們不會搬來這裡的。
Because God is blessing our ministry in Poland.
但是因為神呢,叫我們在波蘭的事工漸漸有少的參與。
People are coming to Christ. We're baptizing people. We're planting churches.
在波蘭那裡我有神帶領很多人來信主，教會繼續的有增長。
So don't ask us.
所以我未必會來這裡，來伊拉克這個地方。
He's a wise man.
但這個領袖是很有聰明的。
He said, okay.
他說 okay, 好啊。
We went through 3 roadblocks in a 2.5-hour trip.
在我們的旅程裡面，我們經過不同的站，去到不同 的地方。
And before we got to our destination,
到我們未去到目的地之前呢,
both Betty and I sensed that this is where God wanted us to be.
神對我和我太太說話，就是說，神啊，神是會帶領我們來到這個伊拉克這個地方。
And we met the people.
在那裡我們接觸到很多的人。
And we realized that 20 years in Poland,
我們才知道20年前的波蘭,
is preparing us for the next however many years we have in Iraq.
就是在20年的日子裡，在波蘭的日子裡面，其實就是神預備我們可能去預備去到伊拉克這個地方。
God doesn't make mistakes.
神是不會做錯的。
He takes our mistakes,
祂將我們的錯處,
and he transforms them into life experiences that make us better at what he's called us to do.
祂令到我們將我們的錯處成為我們的, 我們 的長處。
And the final reason we're going to Kurdistan,
最後一個我們要去這個伊拉克的地方的原因呢，就是
is because we're being sent.
就是因為神是神差遣我們去。
We have the privilege of being your representatives.
我們有這個榮幸成為神的一個的大使。
As you stand beside Christ, you send us into
你在神面前差遣我們去到伊拉克這個地方。
To people like this woman,
去到依啲好似依幅相裏邊嘅一啲人嗰度。
She shared how she had been captured by ISIS。
佢依個女士咧，依個婦女係點樣受到依個 ISIS 依個恐怖分子嘅一個
？For 2 years, she was kept in a basement。
佢兩年被依個恐怖分子嚟到囚禁喺一個嘅地牢嗰度。
The only time she came up was to be raped, often multiple times by many men。
佢每次拎出嚟咧，就係受到男人嘅搓油。
Somebody paid $50,000 for her release.
但是有一天有一個人給了50,000來到救贖她。
In this picture, the woman in the white headdress.
在這幅相裡面，我們看見白色包住頭白色的婦女。
She shared her story.
她跟我們講她們的故事。
She was at home in her village with her husband and her 6 children.
她在一個村落跟她的太太、她的丈夫和她的子女一起住。
And the ISIS militia came through the door.
同樣那些恐怖分子來到他們家裡那裡。
They had their guns drawn. They had their guns out.
他們拿著槍指著他。
And as they're cowering in their house,
那他們去到守他間屋的時候,
her infant child would not stop crying.
他其中一個嬰孩呢, 就一路在那裡哭。
And one of the militants grabbed the baby and threw the baby out a window.
咁其中一個軍隊咧就將佢喊緊嘅嬰兒攞出嚟啊，抌咗出去窗外邊。
This mother ran out the door, picked up her child.
咁呢個媽媽睇咗之後，即刻走出去執翻佢嬰兒。
And ran.
咁跟住就逃走。
The child lived.
嗰個嬰孩。
When we saw him, the child was 3 years old.
好細個，而家仲係大咗啦。
But she has no word of her husband or her other children.
但係同樣，佢對佢其他嘅仔女同埋佢嘅丈夫一啲消息都冇。
The young girl beside her,
佢隔離嗰個比較年輕嘅女仔
was captured at the age of 11.
喺11歲嘅時候就俾依啲嘅恐怖分子俘虜咗。
And spent 3 years being sold and moved from family to family to family.
喺三年裏邊由一家賣到去另外一個家，賣到去另外一個家。
Every family has a story like this.
每一個家庭喺嗰度都有佢哋悲慘嘅故事。
And we are going to work alongside Pastor Sam and his family.
咁我哋去到依個伊拉克嘅時候，我哋會同依個牧師嚟到一齊同工。
Pastor Sam pastors a CNMA church in the city of Duhok.
依個牧師叫 Pastor Sam， 佢喺嗰度宣道會嚟到做牧師。
And he has been coming alongside the Yazidis since they started coming as refugees.
佢係一路咁多年嚟咧，成為一個難民，但係喺嗰度咧做咗一繼續牧養做牧師。
He would meet them under bridges or in buildings that are not yet completed。
佢喺嗰度嚟到做好多嘅橋梁嘅工作。
And he would give them food and blankets and clothing。
佢會俾人哋好多嘅食物啦、衣物啦嚟到俾嗰啲人。
And he is faithful in going week after week after week。
佢每個星期都好忠心嘅嚟到做呢啲嘢。
He has a heart and a passion for these unreached peoples.
他对于这些未曾接触过福音的神的人是很有爱心。
Iraq has freedom of religion.
在伊拉克是有自由的信仰。
You can be a Christian.
你可以在伊拉克那里成为基督徒。
We traveled to the little city of Alkosh, a town of probably 10,000 people.
我们去到其中一个市镇，大概10,000人的一个市镇那里。
It's a Christian town.
这个市镇呢是基督徒的市镇。
In a Muslim country.
但是在一个在那个国家里面的其中一个的基督教的市镇。
And inside that town, there is
在这个城市里面
Jewish synagogue.
亦都可以看到有犹太人 的教堂。
It's in ruins.
但是已经是破坏了。
But inside it is the tomb of Nahum the prophet.
但是在里面你看见他有一些遗迹是讲以前的先知。
Jewish synagogue, Christian town, Muslim country.
他们又在一个回教的国家里面找到有基督教的城市，城市里面找到犹太人教的古迹。
In 2003, there was 1.8 million Christians in Iran.
在2013年的时候有180,000的基督徒在这个伊拉克这个地方国家。
Now there's less than 300,000.
但是现在呢是少过300,000。
Where did they go?
他们去了哪里呢？
Canada.
他去了加拿大。
Germany.
去了德国。
Russia.
去了
America.
俄国。去了美国。
The Christian witness is shrinking.
在伊拉克里面的基督徒的见证越做越少了。
At a time when it is so very needed.
在最大需要的时候反而他们的人数就少了。
But God is at work.
但是神 是继续的工作。
They estimate under 1,000 Christians amongst all of the Yazidi in the world. Less than 1,000 Christians amongst all the Yazidi.
在伊拉克很多城市里面是少过1,000人的基督徒。
1 million people, 1,000 Christians.
100,000的人口，1,000个基督徒。
But God is still at work.
但是神继续去工作。
In March of 2017,
在三月2017年的三月的时候
，This man shared his story with us.
我听到有个这个嘅见证。
He says in August of 2014.
佢话喺2014年八月嘅时候。
ISIS attacked our village and we were chased up the mountain, Mount Sinjar.
那时那些恐怖分子呢来到攻打他们 的村落，那他们呢就要逃走去到那些山上那里。
The men were killed, the women were abducted.
那些男人呢就被杀，女人呢就被俘虏。
Children were enslaved to be put into suicide vests and to be going to attacking the enemy.
如果小佬那个时候呢就来到拿了去之后呢来到训练他们去打仗。
And we fled up the mountain.
咁我哋咧，啲男人咧就走逃走咗去到嗰啲国嗰啲山嗰度。
Only half of us made it，
只系一半人可以去到嗰度。
We need to worship the mountain。
咁我哋去到山上边，只喺嗰度嚟到敬拜。
A few months later in September we returned again。
咁几个月之后，我哋翻翻去啦。
The same man is telling us the same story。
呢啲人一同样讲同样嘅故仔俾我哋听。
But he says we need to worship God。
但是我们 要敬拜我们的神。
And he used the Christian word for God.
他是用基督教所说的神来到形容他们的敬拜。
Because Pastor Samir meets with him and shares the gospel.
因为刚才我说的 Pastor Sam 在那里向他们传福音。
We have a wonderful opportunity before us.
我们有很大的机会，很好的机会。
Together to make a name for Jesus amongst the Yazidi.
我们在这里有很大的机会来到传神的福音。
To bring children into the flock.
带领儿童来到主的跟前。
To bring hope to the brokenhearted.
带领有这个希盼望给这些绝望的人。
And to take people who are hopeless and give them hope.
是一个没有盼望的人，我们给他有盼望。
This is what we do.
这个就是我们的工作。
In Acts chapter 13, Paul is sharing his story.
在《使徒行传》那里，保罗讲这句话。
And he took this prophecy of the Messiah from Isaiah.
他是将神在以赛亚书的一个预言。
And he applied it to himself and Barnabas.
他就將這個預言放在他和巴拿巴的身上。
Jesus took the mantle of being the light to the nations, and he's given it to us to take there.
神耶穌成為外邦人的光，而這個光現在來到交給我們這個使徒。
For this is what the Lord has commanded us.
這就是神主為我們吩咐我們所說的話。
I have made you a light for the nations.
他說我已立你作外邦人的光。
That you may bring salvation to the ends.
使你將救恩帶到地極去。
We are your partners in northern Iraq.
我們就是在這個伊拉克北部的地方成為神的光。
God bless you.
願神祝福你們。